there. Welcome to the Food Guilt to Food Freedom podcast. I'm Emma, a dietitian specializing in disordered eating and eating disorders. If you've been dieting your whole life and feel swamped with guilt and shame by the world of diet culture and fitfluencers, you're in the right place. On this podcast, our mission is to crush confusion and give you tips and strategies to build a better relationship with food and your body. To get started, you can snag my free lunch builder to help you plan and action a week of lunches that curb binges and fuel workouts. Head to emmakwokdietitian.com/freebie to download it now or find the link in the show notes. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm sorry it's taken a little while for me to get this one out. I had a little bit of a break clearly, but today we are going to dive right into the topic, which is all about navigating essentially the calorie counting conundrum, which is what I like to call it. And we're going to talk about all the gray areas that are often not as well discussed. Now, if you know or have heard anything about calorie counting before, which I'm sure you have if you're listening to this particular podcast, then I think we're all pretty familiar with how much content we see on Instagram about, you know, I think there is, you know, depending on what your algorithms are, you either see a ton of stuff around calorie counting or recipes that are low calorie, or all this information around how to stay in a calorie deficit and why you should be one and why you probably maybe aren't in one. And there's just all this stuff around numbers, and it's very black and white in terms of, you know, what is good or bad in the calorie counting world. Within that though, there is also another side of the internet that is very much like, do not touch calorie counting or dieting with a 10-foot pole. And so if you're listening to this podcast, you'll probably know that that's usually my message as well. And today we're going to talk about why that is usually my message, but why it's also not a one-size-all-fits approach, and we actually have to explore the gray and the nuances between that and realizing, you know, what is actually the advice that is helpful for you is really important in navigating the online world, because there's so much information out there, and it really is, put simply, not all the information and advice out there is for you specifically, okay? And when we're scrolling, it can really feel like, you know, this was meant for me, or this is the thing I should be looking for. And so we often get shiny object syndrome, and we jump from one piece of advice to the other. They conflict and they don't work for us. And then we feel really overwhelmed and really upset, I guess, at ourselves for not being able to follow through, when realistically, it's probably that the original piece of advice simply wasn't for you. The reason that advice probably isn't for you is that a lot of the nutrition advice out there takes more of a, you know, a cookie cutter approach and doesn't actually explore or cater for all the people out there who don't have a great relationship with food. And we know that numbers and keeping ourselves in a restrictive state of mind is not helpful for those who already have a tumultuous relationship with food. So it seems like an easy go-to because it's almost like math and that simplifies things. But in reality, it often exacerbates the problem and keeps us in this perpetual roller coaster of yo-yo dieting and then struggling with disordered eating tendencies and binge eating and so on and so forth. So that is like one of the biggest reasons that a lot of my messaging goes against that, because a lot of who I work with and who I'm talking to is essentially people in this particular realm. So if you are listening to this podcast and it is like calorie counting is something that you've dabbled in or you're doing now, or you've maybe done it before and you're not sure, am I supposed to go back to it, and everything is screaming at you and telling you to do it, I guess we are going to now reflect on some of the gray areas and questions to ask yourself in order to determine, is calorie counting for you? The reason I really don't like the black or white mindset around, you know, calorie counting is definitely, you know, the devil versus calorie counting is the be all end all, is because we can all probably think of one person in our life that has done one or the other and either gotten a benefit or a like a detriment to their well-being or their health. I can think of many clients where I have either had to use, or like we have maybe collaborated on using calorie counting for a time, but then we have explored some of these questions and then we have realized that, okay, that is actually not the right approach for them long term. And in that same breath, I know people who do operate via calorie counting and it doesn't affect them as much as it does for other people. And so I think it is hard to, you know, put a blanket statement on this, you know, big topic. So instead, I invite you to ask yourself these four questions. So number one is, does it stress you out? Okay, so calorie counting should be, you know, relatively unstressful for you if it is something that you are able to do and it benefits you, okay? So it shouldn't provide you that feel with that feeling of, you know, overwhelm or extreme guilt at the end of the day if that number turns red or we go over our set target. But if, you know, the mere thought of calorie tracking makes you stressed, or alternatively, it makes you stress about foods, then I think it's definitely something that might be worth reevaluating. The second question I want you to ask yourself is, does it spark any fear or food avoidance? So kind of touched on that just then, but essentially what I mean by that is, if calorie counting triggers you to avoid like complete food groups, or tell, like, you know, you tell yourself, oh, I'm never going to eat that thing again because now I know how many calories or macros is in it, then it's time to really take a pause and evaluate, hey, why are these numbers all of a sudden putting some of these foods completely off limits to me? Because we do know that a healthy relationship with food includes embracing a variety of foods, especially if it's ones that you enjoy, and you should be able to include them as part of a nourishing diet without, and I guess the potential ramifications of that is that it becomes in this restrictive pile and then we actually obsess over that food more in the long term. The third question to ask yourself is, are you obsessively counting every morsel? So there is probably a fine line between having an awareness of, you know, your overall intake and it turning into an obsession. Okay. And the line is so fine that it is usually, it is why that I don't go with this method with my clients, because I find meticulously tracking every gram is kind of addictive. We get this high from doing it initially, and then it becomes a battle with ourselves or this competition to, you know, try and get less and less than what our targets are, unless it's protein, of course, because it's, you know, the be-all, end-all macro. And I say that with big quotation marks, which no one can see. So that's not very helpful, but that is why I'm going to talk you through it. So yeah, I want you to think about, you know, how obsessive does it feel for you, or how guilty do you feel if you don't track something, or if you track something that you don't like, how often does that lead to kind of a, oh, screw it, I'm going to throw my whole day out the window, and I'm not even going to listen to my body or my hunger fullness cues or what I want. I'm just going to gorge on all those things that calorie counting told me I can't have. So that's another question to ask yourself. And then the fourth question is, do social events feel like a nightmare to you, or feel very stressful because we don't know how to count our calories at those things? If those outings turn into these like mathematical puzzles where you have to, you know, really compensate earlier on in the day in order to afford the macros, or you're avoiding the social events altogether because you don't know how to count, or you're bringing your food or your own food all the time, rather than enjoying the foods that are on offer and, you know, actually enjoying the meal, connecting with friends and family, then that's also potentially another flag that you want to watch for. I guess I'm hoping that this podcast helps you see a bit more into the gray, okay, into the in-between. We don't have to think all or nothing all the time, and it is constantly about reflecting and assessing, you know, where you are at personally and whether something is right for you. There's so much advice thrown around in the fitness industry, and I think we have to just remember that not everything is tailored for us, and that's okay. So as long as we can navigate that well, then you'll be able to pick out the good bits of advice for you. Or what I would more so recommend is finding someone who aligns or is actually taking everything into consideration for you, and stick to one person's advice rather than trying to get multiple different pieces of advice from random people on the internet. Okay. So hopefully you've had a little think. Is calorie counting for you? And if you have landed on, hey, like none of that stuff applies to me, then I just want to leave you with two little prompts to think about long term, which is number one, do you want to be doing it forever, even if it's something that you don't mind? And if it is and it doesn't cause you stress and you feel like you can still eat all the foods and actually that's your preferred way of doing it, then you know what? Who's to say that it's not right for you? And absolutely not me. So just think about, whether you want to be doing it forever. And I guess the other little thing is, how worried or distressed would you be if someone did take it away from you for like a week? Okay. Would you know how to eat? Would it be stressful? Because that would be another indicator as well. So even though it might not be stressful with it, we also want to think how stressed we would be without it on that end of the scale as well. And that will help you assess all the gray areas. And so if you are wondering, okay, like what am I supposed to do then? Or what can I focus on? And I would say, depending on how long you've been in the game, I think another common end of the spectrum that gets thrown out is like, oh, just listen to your hunger fullness cues and be more intuitive with your eating. You know, you've got this inner sense and wisdom in your body. And of course, there is some truth to that. But again, picking out the gray and picking out the nuances with that is that if you've had a really poor relationship with food for a long time, it might be really hard for you to tune in to your hunger fullness. And because you've been bombarded with all this messaging that you've been trying to absorb over the years, you might also be quite confused with, you know, what a normal diet even looks like, or what should I be putting in my body? So I think don't also think that you have to go to that extreme as well. If you're wondering, okay, how do I, you know, beat all that middle bit in between, then I do have some supports that I can offer, including a group program. So if you are interested in getting some more support, please don't hesitate to reach out to me via Instagram at emmaquok.dietitian. And I will be more than happy to chat through, you know, what red flags you might have picked up in this podcast and help you figure out, you know, what type or level of support you might need next. Hopefully you guys learned something today. Nice, quick, short one again. Just to recap, we talked about, you know, the black and white views around, you know, calorie counting and the extremes of both end, why it's important to assess the gray in between and actually reflect and think about, does this advice suit you and where you are at? Some four questions to ponder around calorie counting is whether it stresses you out, whether it sparks fear or food avoidance for certain foods for you. Are you obsessively counting every morsel that goes in your mouth? And number four, do social events feel like a calorie counting nightmare to you, or do you avoid them at all costs because of the inability to track? So that's everything for today. I will see you guys in a fortnight. I'm going to be more regular with my episodes. Thanks so much for tuning in with me on today's episode. I'd love to know what you guys learned or what small skill or strategy you could take away and try today. Please don't be afraid to DM me on Instagram. If you've enjoyed it or found it useful in any way, I would so appreciate if you can take a spare minute to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as it helps me get the word out about this new podcast. Thanks again, team, and I'll see you at the next one.